Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? This is the Big Dog, Benny Henderson Jr., coming at you live from Big Dog Radio, brought to you by the one and only Fighting Words Radio Network, Kingdom Block Talk Radio. Hey, happy Father's Day to all you girls and guys out there. I said girls, what the hell am I thinking? Guys and girls, Lord have mercy, Jesus. You know what? There is women out there who do the man's job. So, hey, you know what? Happy Father's Day to all of you out there. I want to thank you for tuning in to today's program. I'm the host of Big Dog, Benny Henderson Jr., DogHouseBoxing.com, and we're always talking about music, always talking about fighting, always talking about writing here at the show, man. And you guys know it. Any questions or comments, 347-202-0832, or shoot me an email at bigdogmedia7@aol.com. Yes, we opened up with a little bit of One-Eyed Doll. No, they're not the guest today, not again. But for some reason, we're having problems with our board, so I do apologize. We actually opened up, we wanted to open up with the Magic Lightning Boys, but for some reason we were having problems with the board and everything, so I did not get to open up. But today we're going to have the guys on here in just a minute. So check out MagicLightningBoys.com, man. These guys here from Ohio, man, they're, if you let me tell you something. If you like blues, man, if you like rock, you know, with a little bit of funk and soul and all that good stuff mixed in, check out the Magic Lightning Boys, magiclightningboys.com. So hopefully next time we'll get actually get some of the music out there, let you guys listen to it. For now, like I said, check out the website, magiclightningboys.com. You can buy their latest, their debut album. Check them out on YouTube, Facebook, all that good stuff, man, and support this band because they're really a kick-ass band. And you know what? Right now, I will bring on the guys. We have on actually the very own guitar player, Brian, with the Magic Lightning Boys. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fine. And, hey, can't have a band without a singer. We got Casey on the line as well. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, man.
And, you know, and these guys right now, so if you hear any static or anything, man, these guys they're on the road right now. But, man, I just want to say congratulations, man, on the debut. I still say album, so forgive me. But I just want to say congratulations on the debut album. Casey, we'll start with you, man, you know. Give us your thoughts, man, on getting this out to the public, man, and getting this first one under your belt.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, we talked about doing it for a while. Brian and I played in a cover band together. We've all played in, like, you know, different cover bands here and there. And we finally got to the point where we were like, you know, we just want to write some original stuff. And so we worked on it and worked things up, had some ups and downs, and finally got everything together and put the album together. And now we have the opportunity to share it. So it feels really good, man. It's nice. It's an accomplishment. It's pretty cool.
Well, Brian, let's get you on board as well. Your thoughts on finally getting this done, and how long have you two been playing together?
Together, you know, we met at a jam and we were doing some old Hendrix and Zeppelin and Allman Brothers stuff, and we just kind of hit it off, had a lot, you know, musical taste. But the original thing, I would say the seed was kind of planted in late 2013, but didn't really start writing and putting stuff out, you know, until 14. But the songs came on really fast, and we just started going, like, you know, wheel spinning right off the bat, trying to record some stuff, get it out there, and do some promo and see what, you know, what we could do. So it's kind of a fast moving deal, but it's pretty new.
Now we got Brian and Casey on the line right now of the Magic Lightning Boys. Check them out at MagicLightningBoys.com. Y'all style, man. Now, I've listened to it, and I got to say, I really, really dig it. And most likely, if I could get it downloaded, and listen to all of it tonight, I'm going to be drinking some beer to it. So, I mean, it's that good. So, good feel-good music, you know. And I apologize. Brian, I'll ask you another one. I'm going to kind of skip back and forth with both you guys, Casey and Brian, that way give y'all ample time to speak. But, you know, you speak about writing and getting it out there. How does the process of writing a song come? I mean, do y'all get together and do it? Is it a group thing? Is it just a duo? Is it one, you know, one guy say, hey, I got this lyric here, and you add on? Or basically, how does a song go from the infancy, you know, all the way to materialize to a song for you guys?
Well, I usually start off with the lyrics, but when we get together and jam, it's kind of an organic feel, and we just kind of go with, you know, whatever feels good, whatever groove we come up with, and then the lyrics just kind of, I throw lyrics at whatever seems to be working at the time or whatever seems to fit with what we're doing. So sometimes, I don't know, most of the time it's built off of just the jam session, and then we just build upon that, and we go back and chip it. It's like chipping away, building a sculpture. You know, you just formulate it until something comes about, or mix and match pieces from other sessions that we've done together or whatnot. It's kind of real organic like that, real natural.
You know, Casey, I have to ask this. Man, your voice, brother. I mean, you have a voice that is like, I don't know, man. It's I ain't trying to hit on you, but it's like, it's angelic. It's angelic, brother, when it comes to that style of music. I mean, as far as your influence, yeah, I'm over hitting on you, Lord have mercy. No, but as far as your musical influences and all that, who are some of the guys that influenced you as a child? And go even further, did you know that you wanted to do this as a kid? Because you had to know something, man, because this voice, like I said, there's a lot of good singers out there, but you have that voice that once you hear it, you know it. You know, it's not just like everybody else on the radio these days.
Yeah. Well, I honestly didn't really know that I wanted to sing or know that I could sing until, like, just recently. I was always a bass player. But as far as my influences and everything, I grew up listening to all kinds of stuff. I come from a mixed family, so my dad's black, my mom's white, so I got a huge source of influences there. I mean, one side to the other, but I don't know. I love all the old like Otis Redding type stuff. Of course, love Jimi Hendrix and I don't know, man, the Eagles and all kinds of stuff. I just music in general, I'm a huge fan of. And, I don't know. That's about it for that. But as far as singing, yeah, just in the last couple of years, when Brian and I were jamming, and I don't know, I stopped playing bass for a while. I kind of went through a rough patch in life, and we got back together, and I said, hey, I wrote these lyrics together. I just want to see what happens, and I just like to try to sing for once. And pretty much how it came about. Brian took the guitar away from me, won't let me have it back.
Now, Brian, what about you, Brian? What about your influences and so on?
Kind of a, you know, Hendrix, Allman Brothers, ZZ Top. I grew up learning to play, you know, when I was around 12 years old, it was the heyday of, like, the 80s guitar shredder deal, you know. So in high school and that, it was all about Steve Vai and all that kind of stuff. Then the older I got, I started getting into the older music a lot more. So it's kind of eclectic. You know, I try to touch a little bit of, like, chicken picking, you know, country stuff all the way to full-on shred, you know, and I try to take a little bit of each thing and put it in there, put it all in a pot to just be in one, you know, good at one thing, kind of mix it, a little bit of everything.
And it's funny you mentioned Steve Vai, man. Steve Vai was extremely badass. I loved his album For the Love of God. You know, that was I was thinking, it was funny when I brought Casey on. No offense, Casey, when I said, hey, you can't have a band without a singer, I was like, well, Steve Vai had all these albums and didn't say shit. So, I mean, no, we still got to have it, okay. But no, great, great guitar player. And it's funny that all these influences that you just kind of mix it together in the melting pot and just kind of make it to your own. Now, like, I gotta ask this, man. Now, of course, we have Brian, the guitar player, and Casey, the vocals of the Magic Lightning Boys. Check them out at the Magic Lightning Boys.com. See, I'm doing this show sober today, and therefore I'm falling all over myself. You know, if I'd already had about eight down, it'd have been just so much better. But check them out at the Magic Lightning Boys.com. You know, I got to ask this, and Casey, we'll start with you first. Now, you know, I've interviewed a lot of guys for about 10 years, and when people automatically hear, oh, this band has an album out, they automatically think, oh, you know, lots of money, lots of girls, fine cars, big houses. They don't see the labor of love that you guys go through. They don't see the ups and downs that you guys have to endure just to make one album, just to get it out to the public, just to tour. You know, the tour bus is breaking down, the vans. I mean, just all the shit that you guys have to go through. They don't see that. And
right.
I got to ask, man, how getting this out, and Casey, we'll start with you. What did you guys have to endure just to do this and finally and to get where you guys are today, man? I know it wasn't handed to you, but how hard was it? Was it hard at all? I mean, what was it like just to get to where you guys are today and get y'all's music out to the public?
Well, it's a lot. It's been a lot of work. I mean, we all hold jobs, you know. Brian and I and Kurt and Richie, and we all work at the same time as trying to put this all together. And you know, we rehearse two times a week. We do everything ourselves, and you know, all the promo stuff for the most part. All the design work. You know, just all the social media stuff. We just kind of tackled that and taking it on all ourselves. And it is quite a bit of work, and there's a lot of emotion put into it, and, you know, I don't know, it's like you're raising your kids, you know, you put all this together, and then you send it all out into the world hoping that it's accepted and it does well, but it is quite a bit of work, but it's good, it's a good thing as well, because it's a release, you know, we're all passionate about everything that we're doing, all the music, and it's a creative release for all of us, and we love it, so it's a labor of love,
yeah. Do you feel, excuse me, now Brian, what about you? You know, with this hard work that you guys have to do, I guess, does it make it more worth it? I mean, I don't know if that makes any sense, but does it make it more like, hey, you know, my dad always said you got to work hard, and if you work hard, you'll enjoy, you know, the fruits of your labor. Does it, with this hard work you guys in, does it, do you feel like you, you know, I guess what you know I'm trying to say, like I said, I'm sober, but do you feel like you respect it more that you have to work harder for it?
Yeah, I mean, speaking of being sober, we're coming back from Memphis, so had a few drinks last night, but we were just going down to hang out. But, you know, like you mentioned, you know, we haven't really gotten anywhere big yet. We're doing cool stuff locally, but that's the idea. We're trying to make that next step. But, yeah, we're in this stage right now where we're holding day jobs. We're doing all this work. You know, we're buying gear. We've done a lot of the recording, the mixing, all the stuff. You know, Casey designed a website. And just like you said, like what your dad told you, you know, we've earned everything. That nobody has handed us anything. You know, it's not like we had a label or somebody came to us and was like, we'll pay for your record. And we've done all of it, you know, paid for all of it. We set up our own distribution, the whole iTunes deal. You know, we basically had to come up with a label, all our copyright. And my wife helped us out a lot, too. But it's kind of like a little family thing, you know. Some of the guys' girlfriends will help out. And kind of like the early Allman Brothers. And but definitely nobody's, you know, handed anything to us. So we could say we've earned it all.
Yeah, you guys still there? Can hey, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We got a little rough spot right there. Yeah, I see what you guys are saying. I mean, because it's you know, it's not. I've talked to a lot of bands, man, and it's like it's not always pizzas and cream, and it's not always the Holiday Inns. They're sleeping in the van. You know, the vans are breaking down. They're working their asses off just to get it out, and So far, though, Casey, we'll start with you. You're doing the website, and you guys are doing y'all's own as far as the media and doing, you know, reaching out to the fans on Facebook. How has the reception been thus far?
Well, it feels good. I mean, what we're hearing and what we're getting back from, you know, our local people and, you know, people out at shows and whatnot,
give it a pretty good reception. Yeah. Well, I guess. We're just trying to get it hurt. I want
people here.
Yeah, man, that's great. Listen, we got Brian and Casey on the line from the Magic Lightning Boys. Had a little bit of technical difficulties, I get, you know, with the driving, with the issues, but hey, they're a great band. Check them out, magiclightningboys.com. I got to ask this, man, with the shows that y'all do, and I ask this of all the guys that I've interviewed, and I want both of y'all to think real hard about this and be brutally honest, because I have got all kinds of answers. What has been the most embarrassing moment for you guys? You know, Casey, we'll go with you and Brian, but what has been like the most embarrassing moment that's happened to you? Now, when I say this, I've had all kinds of answers. I've had the usual, oh, I fell off stage. Oh, I puked. Oh, I was getting fellatio on stage. There's been all kinds of answers that I've gotten. Got in a fight, you know, that one guy, I think him and the drummer, just beat each other up on stage. What have you guys, as far as the most funniest or whatever, the most embarrassing moments you guys went through? Brian, we'll start with you. Hey, guys, you still there? Hello. appears that we've lost the guys. They were Brian and Casey was driving down the road, so appears that we lost the guys. I apologize. That was Brian and Casey of the Magic Lightning Boys. Be sure to check the guys out, man. They have a extremely, I believe there are 7 songs on this debut album, man. It's a they have a really good sound. Excuse me. You know, they have a really good sound, man. You can check them out. You can buy their album there at Amazon, Google Play, iTunes. Check them out on YouTube. And they have a, you know, nice little website, man. And they're a good band. I mean, so be sure to check out the MagicLightningBoys.com. And, you know, like I said, just be sure to check them out. And maybe we'll get them back here in a second. We can have them back on the line. And, well, I believe that they are there. Hey, Brock. Back?
Yeah.
Okay,
you there?
A little rough. Yeah, oh, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Well, I think we just answered your question there. That was the most embarrassing thing that's happened to us.
Well, you know, man, this is crazy. A few years ago, I was doing an interview with a fighter, and he was in New York, and all of a sudden he goes, oh, man, what? Dude, I just seen this guy get, he was on a bicycle, just get laid over by a car, you know. And I'm like, well, are you going to go, like, help him? Like, I'm doing the interview. I'm like, man, screw the interview. Go help the guy. And then he's like, only in New York, man. The guy got up and pushed his back and went off like a boss. And then we've had one guy was actually on the phone, and the police, the highway patrol pulled him over. And he's sitting there doing the interview. And the cop, you could hear him hitting on the window. He's like, hey, hold on a minute. He's over still answering our questions. Like, dude, you're like, be on cops, man. You know, you better roll that shit down and talk to you. But, but no, I guess, yeah, Brian, I guess what's been the, if you could, you know, besides this, you know, what's been one of most things that you've been, you know, I guess embarrassing moments you remember?
We don't have anything real crazy to say, like nothing's caught on fire, or nobody's fell down or anything, but, I know we were doing a, interview last night, actually, at the hotel. And we were doing a Skype interview, and I guess it was kind of a fancy place, and everybody had suits on and tuxes and ball gowns, and we're sitting there in our flip-flops drinking vodka out of the styrofoam cups. And the guy came up, and he didn't like our interview, and he was trying to shut us down and run us off out of there, and we were trying to finish the interview. I wouldn't say it was really too embarrassing, but he narrowly escaped getting hit in the jaw.
So is this some drunk out of the crowd or somebody who just...
Nah, this is some guy named Franz with a suit on that worked at the wine bar.
He's a manager of the bar.
Okay. I didn't... Yeah, you can go mess with someone's interview, man. That's not cool stuff. I remember I'm a big boxing fan and watching Larry Lampley do an interview one time, just like 20 years ago. And the guy jumped up on stage to say something, and Larry actually popped and knocked the shit out of him. Boom. went about his business like a boss. I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's good. Of course, we have Brian and Casey on the line. Sorry for any inconvenience we may have caused you guys, especially with the music, man. I do apologize to you guys and the fans out there because I wasn't able to download, upload the music to the... you know, to the studio and get everything going, so the switchboard. So that's totally apologize, man, but hopefully we can do this again and we can play the music. Now, are you guys, are y'all touring now, or what's going on with that? Y'all getting something up together? Y'all just doing the local shows? Y'all looking out going, you know, out of the state and maybe doing a state-by-state deal or what?
Right now we're just kind of stuck in the Cincinnati, Kentucky area. We are trying to branch out. You know, we just bought a trailer, a truck, you know, half band, wheel travel type deal. Talked to some bookers, trying to make that leap and get out of the local clubs. We've been doing, like, some festivals that we've got onto locally, some bigger outdoor shows. So we're right there at that kind of spot. But, yeah, we're not doing any touring yet, but that's the hope and plan, goal.
Casey, I got to ask this. What are you most proud of with this album, man? What are you most proud of?
I think the fact that it's ours and everything that you hear is like, we've done it all. We've put it all together ourselves, and it just feels like I don't know. It just feels right because it's something we created, you know, together. So probably the album itself, you know, and what we've done with it so far.
That is awesome, man. We listened to Brian and Casey of the Matt. You know, it was funny. I was like, almost said the Soggy Bottom Boys earlier. I was thinking Soggy Bottom, and I don't know what we thought you were as a toad. I didn't know what I was thinking, but yeah, I really got to say, man. Right now we have the Magic Lightning Boys on the line. You know, Brian and Casey. Check them out at MagicLightningBoys.com. Yeah, my board just screwed up. Everything's messing up today. Thanks a lot. Everything's just going to be. Now I can see it now. Y'all do an interview in about an hour now. Hey, what's the most embarrassing moment? Talking to that fucking guy an hour ago. Telling you. That was embarrassing.
But, no, we don't care. We'll take anything.
Yeah. But, nah, man.
Yeah,
y'all take anything. I agree. You're on my show. I mean, come on now. I mean, that's not good for you guys. I mean, and we really need to talk to Dave. I mean, he has so many great connections, and you're talking to me of all people. What in the hell is this problem? I mean, the good people must have been off today because it's Father's Day. You know, I don't know. But, yeah, I've interviewed a lot of people, man. You guys are down to earth, man. I appreciate you guys. It's the Magic Lightning Boys. And they got a great album out. I believe there's, what, 7 songs on there. Can't count that good. Man, if you like the blues. And I tell you, you remind me, y'all, a lot, and don't. I'm not trying to like pigeonhole you guys, or put y'all, you know. I'm not trying to put y'all, you know. Let's say y'all remind me of this. Y'all do remind me of a certain group, but I don't want to like be disrespectful because y'all have y'all's own sound. But listen to some of it. It's like I could hear a little bit of Kenny Wayne Shepherd in the guitar playing, you know, and your voice, man, kind of reminds me of a singer, you know, just a. Well, it's good music, so please don't take it. You know, I could have said Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus. So, I mean,
that's kind of funny.
You know.
The singer for Kenny Wayne Shepherd is from our area.
Really? And that's funny because Kenny Wayne Shepherd is actually, I'm in Texas. He's just 60 miles from here, and I have a friend who we work together. He plays, he doesn't play drums for Kenny. He just fills in for him time to time, and. He gets the taste of that life with Kenny, and it was funny because he went like months ago, and I said, "How was it?" He goes, "Dude, they flew me there, and I did like 2 days. In 2 days, I made more money than what I do here in 2 weeks." I'm like, you know, but him and Kenny actually grew up together. But y'all have a great sound, man. I really wish that I really could have let the fans listen to it, man. Instead, they heard something else. So I do apologize, man. They're like. Hey, man, these guys sound just like One Eyed Doll, dude. I'm like, well, One Eyed Doll was the band because our board was screwed up, so I do apologize for not playing your guys' music. So, you know,
we can get you a CD, and you can maybe get one to Kenny or somebody out there, and we can come out and play.
We might do that. Yeah, we might do that now, but I could have played some Culture Club, so yeah, that's a new band, man. They're just like a cover band, man. They sound just like Boy George. And, Casey, Brian, I thank you so much for coming on the program. Let's do this again. I want to get some music out. Next time when I have some music, we'll do it for you. Sit down and really get going more in depth. But, this Brian, Casey, I thank you so much for coming on the program, Big Dog Radio. And all you guys and gals out there, be sure to check this band out, the Magic Lightning Boys. MagicLightningBoys.com. You can Facebook them. You know, the good thing with technology these days, man, you can reach out to these guys left and right. So, Brian, thank you so much. Casey, thank you so much. Y'all be safe on the road. And let's do this again in the next month or so. I could get my shit together. So, I thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thanks for having us. Have a good day.
Y'all be safe on that road now.
All right. See you.
And that was Brian and Casey of the Magic Lightning Boys. I do apologize to anybody out there, to the fans out there, man. We were having issues with everything. But check out MagicLightningBoys.com. Buy their album. It's not expensive, but the music is well worth it. And it's really, really good music. So be sure to check out MagicLightningBoys.com. And that was Brian and Casey. We have had nothing but issues today on my end, a little bit on their end. So we do apologize. But I want to get their music out to you later. and I hope you enjoy. But be sure to tune in here in the next few weeks, man. We're going to switch it out a little bit. We're going to have Aaron Tippin coming on, the country music star, coming on here shortly in a few weeks. And we're also going to be speaking with some family and friends of the late. If you remember the movie Walking Tall, we have paying tribute to Sheriff Buford Puster. We have some of his family on and friends talking about his legacy, which he's been dead for a while, like 40 years now, but left a great legacy. So be sure to check us out. And Facebook me, you know, / Benny Henderson Jr. But be sure to check out Brian and Casey and the band there at MagicLightningBoys.com. Until then, God bless, be safe, be good, and we're out.